Welcome to this very special episode of the ACHE Minnesota American College of Healthcare Executives podcast. In this episode, we have with us Katie Coomer, the president of the chapter of American College of Healthcare Executives here in Minnesota. She has an impressive career spanning roles such as her current role as an enterprise director of strategy and planning at Children's Minnesota, management consultant and OBA advisors in various leadership positions at organizations like Lina Health System and Hennepin Healthcare System. Katie has a passion for connecting strategy, operations, and the development of people. She's also a fellow of the American College of Healthcare Executives. Today, we sit down with Katie for an insightful kind of end-of-term interview, reflecting on her time as chapter president, her journey to leadership excellence, and her vision for the future of healthcare leadership. Join us as we uncover the wisdom and experiences that have shaped Katie's remarkable career. Welcome.
Thank you.
So this is a great opportunity for our listeners to get to know you a little bit, to understand what your time has been with the Minnesota chapter of the college. Can you just reflect maybe audibly on your time as you've become both a healthcare executive in your professional side, but as well as your time as the president of the chapter?
Oh, thank you so much for having me and for the opportunity to reflect on how ACHE has shaped my career and how the college has really helped to support me as I've developed and learned throughout my career. And the American College of Healthcare Executives has really been a part of my career since I was a student. So I joined the college while I was a graduate student at Creighton University. I went to Creighton University and received my master's degree in conflict management, actually. I thought that I always wanted to be a clinician in healthcare, and I was able to quickly learn that I was better served to really care for the people who care for the people. And that really helped me to learn my route from a collegiate perspective. And it was during that collegiate time that I engaged deeply into the American College of Healthcare Executives. And through that, was able to really continue my passion for learning and collaborating with others throughout the country. I was able to attend Congress as a student member, which is the national event that ACHE puts together. And really that solidified my desire and intention for wanting to not only attend events through the college, but become involved and to serve and to continue to add value. And my lens as I've grown in leadership throughout healthcare and helped to give back to the community that helped me grow as a leader.
It doesn't matter who we talk to. It seems that's such a big part of the industry on the administrative side, as we have been the recipients of so much goodwill and we want to give it back. So it's great to hear that. Let's shift. You kind of went through that reflection. I'm curious, what's your leadership philosophy? Has it evolved from where you started to where you are now? And how has your time as the chapter president influenced that leadership philosophy?
Such an important question to reflect on. How have I learned more about myself, about where and how my skill sets adds value? And when I think back to very early in my career, I had this belief that I needed to know the answers to all of the questions that leaders were asking of me. I was often a go-to person for complex issues. Let's tap on Katie for this complex org-wide issue, and she can help us solve this problem. And what I learned throughout my journey as a leader is I don't need to be the one who has all the answers. I think that is one of the biggest takeaways that I have had over the course of the last 15 years in being in leadership roles. The way that the problems are actually solved are better when they're not solved just by going to Katie. We have much better results when we collaborate with a multidisciplinary team, when we go to those who are closest to the work to understand deeply what is happening and why is it happening, and get feedback from those individuals to really help us solve those problems. And if I were to really sum up how I lead, it is really in this belief that I have around formation versus information. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is, I think it's a lot more powerful to teach others how to think versus giving them an answer, because I believe the answers to most of those questions often lie within those who are closest to the work. So as I reflect on how my leadership philosophy has really been infused into the chapter, my hope is that if you ask any of our chapter officers or individuals who are a part of the chapter, they will notice that they have been empowered to do things that they want to do and that they see as opportunities, and that they're the right things for our members, without feeling like I need to go to Katie to ask for permission to do something.
That's great. I think I was having a conversation, I think last week, with a group of individuals, and we were talking about the value of building teams. And when you go through all the effort of building a team, it's counterproductive to then tell them everything. I mean, that's the reason that you built them and you brought them on, was because of that. And we also talked about how incredibly important it is for people to disagree sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
When you have a lot of people who shake their head and say yes to everything, you get things done, but you miss stuff and you mm-hmm. make those mistakes. So really, really important, powerful reflection there. I'm curious, as you look back at your time, are there things that you've got, I think of like checkpoints or bookmarks, things that you're going to reflect on for the rest of your life and be able to say, I contributed to that, or I did that? What are some of those highlights?
I would say that a career-defining opportunity for me was when I was at Hennepin Healthcare System. I was tapped on the shoulder by our CEO and vice president at the time to lead one of the largest capital investment projects in the organization's in about 80 years. And it was an investment that the organization was making in the community that they serve. And the investment was a new building. And I was asked to help lead the organizational transformation from that really came with building a new building. And my role in that work was to identify, collaborate with others to build a standardized model of care, to collaborate with those closest to the work to translate what does that care model look like in relationship to space? How can we create the most efficient and effective space for our caregivers and the patients to be able to give and receive care? And then really transition from the way that we have always done our work into how we are going to do our work differently when we flip the lights on day one. And when I reflect on that initiative in particular, we were able to span and collaborate with individuals from the county board to our neighbors to understand what is it that our community needs, what is it that the organization needs for the future, how are we going to look out 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now and recognize that what we are investing in is a solid investment, while at the same time ensuring that we're being true to our financial situation that any organization is in these days. So when I think back on what really made that opportunity so successful, which it was an incredible success, we opened the project, we opened the doors on time. We were under budget. When I go back and I visit the building today, and I was there just a couple of months ago, the design, the intent, the feel remains the same as it was the first time that we put pen to paper because of how we did it. And how we did it was we had multidisciplinary teams of people. Again, you're going to hear a theme of me talking about those closest to the work solving problems. And that's exactly what we did here. And we really were able to build this work on guiding principles and that were really centered and rooted in the caregivers, our patients, our families for the long-term success of the organization.
The biggest challenge in leadership, I think, is having this vision in your own brain and then translating it to, you know, something, to action or process changes or whatever it might be. You just shared a great example of a physical outcome of a building, something that you can revisit. It's so unique to have a physical outcome of something like that. Can you reflect on your time as chapter president about a time where you felt that you had done something that brought people together in a way that without that occurrence, I think of the, and maybe the easy answer is the chapter conference that we just had or something else, but could you think of an example where you saw groups of individuals come together as one where they probably wouldn't have before if it hadn't been for ACHE?
Absolutely. And I am so excited to talk about this example because the example that I'll talk about is how we were able to partner with another professional association to bring value to our members. And it really was our members who said, we are interested in learning and understanding more about how our leaders in finance can help us think about what's happening today and what's happening in the future. And that was overwhelmingly the number one thing that our members were curious about. So while we have many, many individuals that have an expertise in healthcare finance, we recognize that there are other professional associations who this is their sole focus is in hospital finance. So we partnered and collaborated with the Minnesota chapter of HFMA, which is the Healthcare Finance Professional Association. And we came together and built a program that we were actually able to deliver at the annual conference that brought together chief financial officers from health systems throughout the state, as well as finance leaders who are also in the state to share and reflect on what they're seeing within their organization and what might be able to help propel us into the future. So this opportunity for us to, one, understand what the needs are of our members, two, partner with somebody else who does this every day, and then to be able to deliver a panel at our annual meeting was key success for us that, quite frankly, we've never partnered with HFMA before. And it was on our bucket list of organizations that we wanted to partner with.
That's fantastic to hear that. It's a challenging thing to pull one group of like-minded individuals, let alone two different groups of folks who are looking at the same problem in sometimes very different ways.
It is. And we're excited to continue that partnership into the future.
Perfect. So we have two questions left I really want to get to here, Katie. The last one would be for the listeners who are either very early careerist, maybe they're in school still, maybe they're not sure what they want to do. If maybe they just heard about healthcare administration from a friend or a family or member or something, what advice would you have to them who's listening about any of the things we've talked about or anything else? What advice would you share with them?
Well, one of my core values, and it's a core value that I bring through not only when I work, but also when I'm at home, is try and learn. And I think the best advice that I could give to anybody at any point in their career is to do just that. if you are approaching your career and your pathway as a continuous learning opportunity, I think that will set you up for success. Thinking about a role or a job as a learning opportunity is something that one of my mentors recommended to me is, Katie, if you were to think about where you want to be 10 years from now, just put a stake in the ground. And if you were to be able to qualify candidate for that role, what experiences, what expertise, what type of candidate would be highly qualified for that role? And when I think about an advice that I would give to others, it would be thinking about a career path that would help you to think about, where can I learn? How can I continue to build and learn different skills, different expertise, even within the job that you may have today? How might you be able to expand or try taking something else on to be able to get that additional expertise so that you can learn where you excel, where you have an opportunity to even grow even further, and even learn what you don't like to do. I've definitely been in those kinds of roles as well, where the best thing that I learned was that that's not where my skill set is best used.
Yeah. Those are the people ask questions all the time. What were the things that you really liked about your job? But the things that, in my reflection, is the things that I didn't like, or the mistakes that I made, those are the greatest teachers for anybody. Because when those mistakes happen, usually they only happen once, but you course correct fairly quickly. Final question, Katie, I ask this to all of our guests here on the podcast. You've got 5 minutes where the world's listening. What do you have to say on this or any other topic?
There's a lot of pressure with answering this question for the entire world to hear. Yeah. And I think if I had a podium for a few moments, I think the first thing that I would say is everybody matters. Going back to core values, which are such a key part of who I am as a human, as a leader, the core value that always, always resonates is everybody matters. And as leaders, we have a responsibility to help those that we serve reach their full potential. Our entire role as a leader is to provide direction, provide support, and to learn ourselves. And we do that by helping those that we are leading meet their full potential. And recently, I had the opportunity to learn from a leader in equity about how might this core value that I know to be true for myself be strengthened even further through an equity leadership lens. And I think that is continued learning that I know I will have into my future, is how can I continue to strengthen my core value of everybody matters through the lens not only of a servant leader, but also as one who is servant leader through an equity stance.
A great way to wrap up this conversation. Thank you so much for your time today, Katie. Been a fascinating conversation, and I'm so excited for our listeners to hear. Again, just a tremendous opportunity to sit down and talk with you. As our listeners are hearing your words, they may be inspired or interested in reaching out to you. What is the best way for them to do that? What is the best way for them to connect with you?
Yes, absolutely. It's been my pleasure, and I would be more than welcome to collaborate and further have a conversation with others. One of the best ways to get a hold of me is through LinkedIn. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn and send me a personal message, and we can find time to connect.
All right. Well, thank you, and best of luck in your future endeavors. I'm sure we'll see your name in bright lights and newspaper headlines.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure connecting with you.